This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. Today, the thing with five fingers and a lesson on true fellowship. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, a worldwide ministry whose purpose is to help you know Christ and make Him known. And now, Leroy Imes.
Shortly after I graduated from high school, a friend and I decided to hitchhike to Council Bluffs, Iowa, to see a movie. We heard there was a really scary one playing. So we made the 18-mile journey, found the right theater, bought our popcorn, and went in. The name of the movie was The Thing with Five Fingers. As I look back on it, I can't figure out why it was so terrifying. It was a hand wearing a white glove that moved around by itself. It would creep up behind someone sitting in a chair, grab a vase or something, and bop the guy over the head. It should have been a comedy. But at the time, for us, it was very scary. Possibly it was the spooky music, the dim lights. I'm not sure. Whatever it was, it kept us on the edge of our seats. A hand, out on its own, moving around by itself, was a frightening idea. The Apostle Paul sets forth the same frightening picture. In his first letter to the Corinthians, he speaks of the Corinthians as the body of Christ, the hand, the ear, the foot, and so on. And if one of them sort of struck out on its own, with no concern as to how it might affect the body as a whole, it would be a terrible thing. It would produce what the Apostle Paul calls a schism in the body, a division, a split that could cause major damage. Now, I know people who have actually done that. Something came up in their church they didn't like, and off they went, carrying other members with them. I remember the comment made by Dawson Trotman, the founder of the Navigators, when a man told him he was leaving the church. There were certain things he didn't agree with. Dawson said, "Well, if you do find the perfect church, don't join it, because if you do, it will no longer be perfect, because you will be there." His point? Because the church is made up of imperfect people, it's pointless to search for the perfect group. The Bible tells us one of the things that displeases the Lord is someone going around causing friction in his family. Friend, be a unifier, not a divider. Be one that brings healing, not division. Don't add to the problems, be a part of the solution. Until tomorrow, for the Navigators, this is Leroy Imes.
If you'd like some practical help with your reading and study of the Bible, write for your free subscription to the Navigators Devotional Guide magazine, Daily Walk. Each month, Daily Walk provides a helpful guide for your private or family devotions, plus practical insights from each day's Bible reading. Write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934. Join us on Daily Discipleship.